Envisioning a Modern Hospital on this moment of Indiana history. In 1859, Indianapolis erected what would become its first modern hospital. In larger cities, almshouses sheltered the sick poor, and pest houses confined the contagious victims of cholera and smallpox, but most medical care was administered in private homes. Construction of the small facility on the extreme northwest corner of Indianapolis went way over budget, while the smallpox scare that had fueled the project dissipated, as did popular support. The property grew derelict. City Hospital enjoyed new life as a military hospital during the Civil War and was established as a permanent institution afterward, to be operated at city expense and governed by the Board of Health and Charities. In the years that followed, however, the hospital saw few improvements, primarily treated the indigent, and spent more than it received in patient payments. Public enthusiasm waned once again. In 1879, William Niles Wishart began an 8-year term that helped transform the institution into a more respectable modern general hospital. His tenure coincided with the beginning of the scientific medical revolution that prompted hospital expansion, the rise of surgery as a viable treatment, and medical professionalization throughout the country. Wishart's pivotal role was acknowledged when the hospital was renamed in 1975. A mix of innovative leadership, unusually high levels of private philanthropy, and adaptability has helped keep a major city's safety net public hospital viable into the 21st century. Wishart, which will become known as Eskenazi Health in 2014, continues to provide the majority of Indianapolis's charity health care. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.